It's another edition of the Crystal 93 Snow Show. This week, it's more fun on the snow from Colorado Ski Country USA with your Snow Show hosts, Tom Fricke and Leon Joseph Littlebird.
Hey, Tommy, here we are hanging out in Frisco, Colorado with our good friend Bill McGinty.
From Ski Cooper.
Yeah, all the way over there in Leadtucky.
Lead Vegas.
Welcome, Bill. It's so good to see you. It's so great to have you. And we're getting ready for a big ski season this year. And, you know, it looks like, December 10th you guys are going to be opening?
We're opening December 10th. And that's the first day that I can actually ski and not get in trouble.
And the reason for that is, Tom, this guy, look how good he looks. This guy just had open heart surgery.
Really? Bill, holy cow. That's awesome. And they're going to let you ski already.
December 10th.
Well, December 10th.
Yeah.
I still got that's about 6 weeks.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Bill, you've been really doing great. I've been following your progress with this, as you know, and I'm so happy that you've come through this so well because you're one of my favorite guys to ski with.
Well, so are you, Leon.
It's the Mutual Admiration Society here on the Snow Show.
Tom, we send first to clear everything out. We'll come last.
Yeah, we let Tom go clear out the tourists, and then we come down after him. So.
Make sure all the riffraff is out of the way. Make sure that it's all clear, smooth sailing for you guys.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we love about Ski Cooper is it's all natural snow.
Yeah,
it's all Mother Nature. There is nobody blowing ice rink up there.
No, we don't go room with a Zamboni and nothing comes out of a hose.
It's so old school. It's just one of our favorite places to hang out.
It's got its own vibe.
Yeah.
Not
no
like
doubt.
Anybody else.
Yeah, it is really, truly unique. And, you know, there's no hotels, you know, there's no condos. It's just one of those great ski areas where you really feel like you're in Colorado.
It's about the skiing.
Yeah.
Well, I like it that kids can have a great time there. The whole family. I mean, the parents can let the kids loose, and they can go run free, and they're always going to wind up in the same base area. There's not a separate peak over there or another hillside over there. It's all going to be in that same base area where they all wind up.
But it is amazing how people can get lost there, and you can't find anybody.
It's big enough to get lost, that's for sure.
You know what we call it when kids are in a ski school lesson, they go off? We call it independent study.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, right. Oh, he's on independent study.
Well, Bill, talk about some of the programs that you've got coming up this season for ski and ride school at Ski Cooper.
Well, we operate quite a bit differently than most resorts. We've really only got one lesson that we teach. It's more of a family lesson. So you can take your husband, your wife, and your kids. You can get a lesson together. Or if one person wants to get a lesson, they can do that. Or we'll take a whole family. If you've got a family of 10 people from 6 years old to 75, you can all come out and take a lesson together.
That's a really cool thing, yeah.
We've got a couple of kids programs that we're going to do this winter. We've got our Cubs program. That's going to be done on four Sundays. It'll start sometime after Christmas, and dates haven't been established yet for this season. And that usually sells out within 24 hours. We're anticipating maybe 100 or more kids in that program. But it will sell out within 24 hours. At least it has the last couple seasons. We've got two Friday program for local school kids that we're putting together. We're going to do that really early in the season, right after we open up. So anybody that wants a lesson can get it.
You know, COVID changed a lot of things for a lot of us, especially us musicians. But being a musician and a ski instructor, COVID really changed things. All of a sudden, everything was gone. And that really, you got really innovative, Bill. You're one of the few, and so many of my friends are ski school directors, but you're one of the few guys that really came up with an innovative concept of getting rid of the whole kids programs like it used to be, and I'm going to go a different direction. The cool thing is, you guys are more successful in ski school than you've ever been. It's Ski Cooper.
Well, I think what we did is we hit on something that the guests who come to Ski Cooper really want. And I think that's why we've been successful doing this.
Yeah. What's that?
That's our special programs that we have set up. And the way we've been running it. So it's not like going to Vail where you dump your kids off and then you never see them.
Right.
You come, Cooper, you take a lesson. If you want to take it with your kids, you can. If you want to leave them with us for a couple of hours, they just get a lesson. You pick them up afterward, take them to lunch, and then ski with them in the afternoon.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a family sport, right?
You know, one of the craziest things in all the years that I worked with ski schools is, you know, how the kids' programs would work, because a lot of times parents looked at it like babysitting. And they would just dump the kids off, and they wouldn't come until the end of the day, And it can be a real problem.
Well, we specialize in providing instruction.
Right. And as it should be.
And with the whole family dynamic, that is pretty cool, where mom and dad of the kids are all in one lesson. They're all together, learning together. But, yeah, obviously, they're going to have different rates, so you've got instructors that will adapt for everybody's ability.
Well, as an instructor, you better have your act together, because you're going to be teaching every... Yeah. So let's say you've got five people in the family. You're going to be giving five individual lessons.
Five different lessons
at the same time. It's not one lesson, everybody gets the same thing. Never works that way. I remember a time I had a family lesson when I was still teaching at Copper way back in the day. And the mother was a yoga instructor. The two kids were kids. And the dad was a weightlifter. And mom got it right away. The kids got it right away. Dad could not get it because he was trying to overpower the skis. He was trying to weightlift.
He was strong.
And the mom and the kids are having so much fun. And dad was so frustrated. It was like, just relax. It can be real challenging.
It is, and there are times that if we have a large group of a family, a big spread of ages, we'll put more than one instructor on that. So when the split does come, we've got the staff there to handle it.
And one can take the kids, and it's fun.
So what sort of learning facility do you have at Ski Cooper as far as magic carpet lift? What sort of infrastructure is there to support those learners?
Our magic carpet lift, I think I'm saying this correct, is the longest magic carpet lift in Colorado.
Wow.
And we've got some wonderful terrain off that magic carpet. And we've also got some really great terrain off of our pommel lift, which is one of the nicest rides for a pommel lift that I've ever experienced in my life. And it's beautiful over there. And the terrain that's over there is really, really great for teaching.
It is so friendly. The teaching area there, especially off the carpet, is perfect for first-timers. It's unintimidating. It's the right slope. It keeps you moving. And the terrain is straight. There aren't any bumps in it, or there's nothing you have to deal with. You can just go down, and then the Palma going up there, that's gorgeous over there. Sometimes we ski over there on purpose.
Well, there can be some really good powder skiing over there, but we don't want to tell anybody about that.
It's a secret. Well, mentioned the views. I mean, some of the best views in the state are at Ski Cooper.
No kidding.
Well, you can take people around and just show them the views, and that they're oohing and aahing just over that.
When you get off at the top, you're looking at 14,000-foot peaks. You're looking at Elbert, and it's just gorgeous.
All around.
Yeah, all around. It's just beautiful. And back in the day, when we first met you all those years ago, when you first came to Ski Cooper, and we were doing the radio show, and... back in those days, there were still the Chicago Ridge Snowcat Tours. And Tom and I have done, I don't know, we were trying to just kind of count. We don't even know how many we've done of those. But that seems to be over with, huh?
Right now, it's over.
Yeah.
What's going to happen in the future, I don't really know. There are some plans in the works, but we'll just have to wait and see what develops. But it is a great place if you like to do backcountry skiing and you're willing to sweat a little bit.
Yeah, if you want to skin up, that's a great place to ski.
There's wonderful earn your turns.
Yeah.
There's wonderful terrain over there, and when we get a good snowstorm, you're not going to find any snow any better any place.
Well, when the Chicago Ridge Snowcat Tours were going on, we had a great time. Me and Leon were playing up there in so many different parts of the mountain, and we found some little stashes that are just amazing powder stashes up there. And to have access, just to be able to skin up there and get that when you want to after a good storm, there's nothing like it.
Some of that glade skiing after you hit timberline, because, you know, if you go all the way up to the top, you're above timberline.
Yeah.
And then right as you get into that early glade stuff up there, some of my favorite skiing we've ever done. It's just fabulous. And you'd get in there, it's no tracks, deep snow. It was just the best.
Ski Cooper at Leadville. Bill, what's the website to get more information, to book a lesson or to buy a lift ticket in advance?
It's SkiCooper.com.
SkiCooper.com.
Yeah.
Easy to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look for
And they're on Facebook. You can easy to find them, yeah.
And different events going on all through the season. I know there's always a recognition for the 10th Mountain Division guys.
That'll happen again this March.
Yep.
And we've got a lot of music events going on. You can go to Cooper's website, and you can go down and take a look and just see what's available every weekend.
Well, Bill, thanks for joining us, and I think we're going to have to do a flashback, a snow show flashback to one of those Chicago Ridge tours. See if I can dig one of those up.
Oh, yeah, that'll be great. Yeah, those were always a lot of fun. Yeah, that was always a fun day. And you know, one of the things that, Bill, that we did together was we did a train people to get ready for Chicago Ridge through the ski school. And you had me come up and train five people that signed up who were intermediate skiers. I had them for five Saturdays in a row. And then on the sixth Saturday, we took them up in the snowcat. And that was super successful. It was so fun to see them improve their skiing. And they were so psyched. Got one of the best bottles of bourbon as a tip I've ever got, so it was great.
Oh, that was really a great program, and that program really did what a program like that should, because that group of people really bonded. They had lunch together, they skied together. They're all still friends. I'm still friends with some of them, and it's something that I would like to see brought back if we can do it at some point in time.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right. Well, we'll see if maybe you can push the higher-ups to bring back something like that. Hey, Bill, this season, outside of Ski Cooper, where else are you looking forward to ski?
Oh.
Well, late in the season when Cooper shuts down, he always comes over and skis A-Basin and Copper with me.
Yeah, A-Basin. I'm looking forward to skiing A-Basin. Looking forward to skiing Copper. Looking forward to skiing Monarch.
Mm-hmm. New terrain there.
There's some talk of maybe going to Sunlight.
The world's only operating lift museum.
No, I heard they're putting in a new lift. That old lift, that was the oil derrick lift,
old
two-seater.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's being replaced.
Finally.
Do you know what lift is going in there?
Well, it's got to be something from Aspen.
No, it's from A-Basin. It's the old Lenaway lift.
Really?
Yeah, the old three-seater Lenaway lift is going in at Sunlight.
You're
kidding.
They
bought that a few years ago.
I've only ridden that lift 300,000 times in my life. That's great.
It's still an operating lift museum. Absolutely.
Yeah, it was the only place you'd see erector set or Eric Oil Derrick lift towers.
Right.
Yeah, it was crazy. And it's the only place that has triple black diamond.
Yeah, that's true.
They have a triple black diamond run.
Yeah. Sunlight.
Yeah, it's 50 yards long.
I think there was an Oil Derrick lift. Didn't Taos have one of those as well down in New Mexico?
I think maybe years ago. I think it's been replaced.
Probably.
Yeah,
by
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Upgrades everywhere.
Everybody had those back in the day.
I know. Right. Well, the season is drawing near at Ski Cooper. What's opening day again?
December 10th.
December 10th.
All fresh snow.
It's going to be all natural snow.
All natural snow. All Mother Nature. Bill, it's always great to hang out with you, man. Really looking forward to skiing with you this season. And congratulations on the amazing recovery from your open heart surgery.
That is so cool.
Oh, my God. And you're just doing, you know, I've been checking on you. And you've been doing great. You've really handled this amazingly. My hat's off to you. You're an inspiration, bro.
Well, let's hope things keep going the way they're going.
Keep it on.
I'll look forward to skiing with you guys later this winter.
Yep. Let's go get it.
It's called skiing, not standing.
Let's go rip it.
Here's a Crystal 93 Snow Show flashback to 2009, taking a ride on the snowcat on Chicago Ridge at Ski Cooper.
The Snow Show with Tom Fricke and Leon Littleburg on Crystal 93.
So, Tommy, one of our favorite things that we like to do every year on the Crystal Snow Show is get on a snowcat and go ride the steep stuff,
we
baby.
We like to try to do it more than once a year, too.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, here we are. It's Key Cooper talking to our buddy from Summit County, from the Red, White, and Blue Fire Department, the cat driver himself, Chris. Welcome to the Snow Show, buddy.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. Fantastic. Great to see you, buddy. Good. It's fun to be over here, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. A beautiful day, good snow. It's been a good early season for us.
You know, Clint told us that the sun always shines at Key Cooper.
Always, yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Can't guarantee
day.
It, but most times. Huh?
That's pretty cool, man. Yeah.
This is the director of Chicago Ridge.
Yes.
Ah, so we have to show you more respect.
Yeah, I'm just learning how to drive the cat today. So.
Leon will show you some tricks on the cat.
Yeah. Let me in there, man. I'll take it for a spin. Just let me push all the buttons, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
No worries.
All right. Woo-hoo. As long as we stay down here, we're okay.
Just don't tell him what any of the buttons do. He likes to figure it out for himself.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah.
So we notice you have a Navi dog up there keeping you company. In the front of it?
We do. We have one certified avalanche dog here. His name is Cascade. He's previously from Copper, but he's serving over here now.
Yeah, we remember Cascade.
Right. Yeah.
And we buried Tom in an avalanche once and had the dogs come and find
him. Oh, sure. Yeah. He probably dug you up. Gave you a big kiss on the face.
Yeah, I buried a hamburger next to him. And it was kind of funny to see who got buried, who got covered up first.
It's a good motivation.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Chris, Chicago Ridge, the snowcat tours here at Ski Cooper is something that's kind of a legendary tour that's been going on here for quite a while.
Yeah, we're one of the longest running snowcat tours in the state of Colorado.
Wow, that's
awesome. We're very proud to be still here.
Did you guys know that Ski Cooper is the first one to offer snowboarding in the state of Colorado?
I do.
Yeah.
I've seen the video.
There's a video?
Whoa. Finding out all kinds of things on the snow show today.
The video on the show, man.
Oh, it'll look really good on the radio.
Here's the video.
Yeah. Wow, doesn't that look cool?
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow. Now, Chris, talk about Chicago Ridge. What kind of an experience is it on the snowcat here?
Oh, we'd like to think we're the best experience in the backcountry in the state of Colorado. We base ourselves out of here at Ski Cooper. We leave every morning at 9, come home at 4, provide a backcountry gourmet lunch in our yurt.
Yurt.
Yep.
You know, heated yurt. We say yurt.
Nice. Heated yurt. That's new this year.
Heated.
Wow.
Heated. Yeah.
Well, that's
yurt.
Way uptown.
That's impressive.
Oh, it's deluxe.
So they have a gourmet lunch in the yurt?
We call it backcountry gourmet.
Okay.
We've got guides serving it, but it's real good.
We do
steaks. We do salmon.
Oh,
we do baked potatoes. Yeah, it's pretty high class.
When do we leave?
Are we in time for lunch?
Next tour departs tomorrow.
We're coming back.
Yeah. How much in advance do you have to make reservations to get on the snowcat tour here at Ski Cooper?
You can call us the day before, and if we have openings, we'll put you on. It's tough to add the morning of, but if you call us the night before you want to go, we can probably work it out if there's
openings. And what is that number that we call?
719-486-2277. Ask for Chicago Ridge reservations.
All right.
There you go. That's the way to go.
Cool, man. Well, this is a beautiful new cat you've got here, man. This is deluxe.
The machines are the best I've seen in the business.
Really?
So, yeah. Of course, I'm biased, but they are nice. I mean, it's a full class.
Yeah, you've got really nice new gear and the whole thing.
Well, show us the inside here.
Yeah.
Let's take a look here in the snowcat. Come up these nice steps here. Don't fall down. And, we're looking at plush accommodations. Man, these are nice
accommodations.
Yeah.
Coach is heated.
Wow.
Got a six disc CD changer so you can bring your own music.
Oh, cool. You can stand up in here.
You can.
Well, this is really nice.
Yeah,
it's pretty nice.
How many people does the snowcat hold?
We take 12 guests. You go with two guides, and we average 10 to 15 runs a day, so it's pretty good.
Wow, that's awesome.
And talk about the terrain that you're accessing.
The terrain is it's open bowl skiing, gladed stuff. We do have some cornice and rocks and stuff like that for the higher-end skiers to play on, but most of it's just really good soul turns, good powder turns.
And your guides are really careful to make sure they know everybody's ability and what they're on and where they can go, so it's real safe.
That's right. Our first run, we take you up to a nice open bowl, not very steep. Everybody, we kind of assess their ability and take it from there. But
we call that a split in ski school.
A split. There you go. The split. We'll incorporate that into our guiding here.
So, what's the minimum experience level that you would need to go on a snowcat tour here at Cooper?
I would say if you're a solid black diamond skier in the area, you can do fine on Chicago Ridge.
Right.
So.
That's cool.
Wow. And what's that phone number again to make a reservation?
719-486-2277.
All right, man.
We offer some other services, too, if you guys want to mention. We have an avalanche safety class coming up at the end of June.
That's a really great thing to do.
It is. Small class. We're only taking 12 students. The guides are teaching it. And again, our staff is really top-notch, really good at avalanche safety. Two-day course with a day on the cat. So it's a really neat service.
Now, when does that go?
January 30th and 31st.
beauty. All right. We got to get you in on that, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've got Miami,
end.
Sir. You got to catch up now,
yeah,
dude.
I know it. Yeah. I don't want to be starting any more of those before I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, right. I don't want to be with you when you're starting any more of those either.
<There you go.
laughs> What other kind of things do you do? Do you do little scenic tours every now and then?
As a matter of fact, we have a scenic tour today. We will take people sightseeing. Continental Divide runs through our terrain, so we'll take you up to...
Well, it's too bad about the scenery up here.
Yeah, I know.
Because, you know, the darn mountains are blocking the view, man. Yeah.
There's so many mountains in the way.
I know.
They're all around us.
We can barely see the maroon bells from here. It's horrible.
Just barely.
Yeah.
So. Well, you got a view of the Holy Cross from here. Everything. It's just gorgeous. See Mount Massive. It's amazing.
Yep. Two tallest peaks in the state are there. Holy Cross is there, the whole collegiate range. We take you just shy of 13,000 feet at one of our drop-offs, and you have a panoramic view of the whole Central Mountains. It's beautiful.
That's amazing.
That's really cool.
Well, you know what? You know, our motto on the snow show is it's called skiing, not standing. So let's get this baby revved up. Put me in the driver's seat. Let's go. Let's go make some turns, Chris.
Sounds good, guys.
All right. You ready to do it?
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
The Crystal Snow Show from Colorado Ski Country, USA. More coming up.